Now, the Mahayana scriptures make mention of a number of different sets of vows, and some of these sets of vows are associated with the names of various great bodhisattvas. For instance, there are the celebrated 48 vows of the bodhisattva Dharmakara, who became the Buddha Amitabha, the Buddha of infinite light. And these 48 vows are enumerated at length in the larger Sukhavati Vyuha Sutra. Sukhavati Vyuha Sutra means the Sutra of the adornment of the happy land, the pure land, the land of bliss. Again, the Dasabhumika Sutra, or the Sutra on the 10 stages of the Bodhisattva's path, mentions 10 great vows. And these 10 great vows of the Dasabhumika have been summarized as follows. First of all, to provide for the worship of all the Buddhas without exception. Two, to maintain the religious discipline that has been taught by all the Buddhas and to preserve the teaching of the Buddhas. Three, to see all the incidents in the earthly career of a Buddha. Four, to realize the thought of enlightenment, to practice the duties of a bodhisattva, to acquire all the paramitas or perfections and purify all the stages of his career. Five, to mature all beings and establish them in the knowledge of the Buddha, viz. All the four classes of beings who are in the six states of existence. Six, to perceive the whole universe. Seven, to purify and cleanse all Buddha fields. Eight, to enter on the great way, the Mahayana, and to produce a common thought and purpose in all bodhisattvas. Nine, to make all actions of the body, speech and mind fruitful and successful. 10. To attain the supreme and perfect enlightenment and to preach the doctrine. So all these vows, all these 10 vows of the Dasabhumika Sutra are clearly different aspects of the bodhisattva's one determination to gain enlightenment for the sake, for the benefit of all sentient beings.